The store opened in Grand Central in December and is one of the world's largest Apple stores. The controller's report says the MTA started talking to Apple about the space more than 2 years before opening it up for bidding. It says the competitive process followed by the MTA was, at a minimum, severely slanted toward Apple. Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's office points out that a prior audit revealed problems with how the MTA managed and leased out its vast real estate portfolio. Eric Sumberg is DiNapoli's press secretary.
This was a follow-up audit to a previous audit that we had done that looked at the MTA's practices in terms of how it manages its real estate holdings. And specifically, it looked at the lease that the MTA had entered with Apple to fill a space in the Grand Central Terminal East balcony. We found that during this process, the MTA had slanted the process in favor of Apple and given it an unfair advantage over other potential vendors. While Apple may, in fact, turn out to be a good tenant, the company was directly involved in setting the terms of the lease and given exclusive access to information more than a year before any vendor knew the space was available.
MTA spokesman Adam Lisberg reacts.
The MTA takes very seriously its responsibility to manage its real estate portfolio well. And the proof is in the pudding. We have more than tripled our retail lease revenue from Grand Central in the last 20 years. We're putting out RFPs to lease out strange little spaces in subway stations that have nothing there now where we think stores could be in. We're at the moment searching for a new operator who can handle the entire retail function in a new subway complex we're building in Lower Manhattan called Fulton Center. For the first time, we're going to have essentially a shopping mall manager who will be in charge of finding the highest producing stores and the best possible restaurants to make that station complex not just a station with some stores in it, but a real retail destination. We do this all because every dollar we get in rents from stores that operate in our facilities is a dollar that we don't have to get from taxpayers or from our customers through fares and tolls.
DiNapoli is recommending a statutory change to increase oversight of public authority contracts exceeding $1 million. Current law dictates that only contracts over $1 million that are non-competitive or funded with state dollars can be reviewed by the state comptroller's office. DiNapoli's proposed change would make all contracts over $1 million eligible for review. Again, Eric Sumberg.
Essentially what happened is that Apple's negotiations with Metrazer, the previous tenant, became the requirements for any other vendor to come in and secure the space. And we felt that the MTA had set a dangerous precedent when it did this because it failed in its responsibility to have a public, open, and competitive and transparent process. Apple may prove to be a very beneficial and valuable tenant for Grand Central and the MTA, but we felt that the ends did not justify the means.
MTA's Adam Lisberg says the comptroller's report is flawed. He insists the lease process was open and transparent, and that DiNapoli is calling for something the MTA already does.
I cannot overstate how much we fundamentally disagree with what Comptroller DiNapoli's staff concluded in this case. Our process was open and transparent. We bought ads in the Wall Street Journal asking any company in the world, please come in, make us an offer for what you would do with this space. It had significant challenges. You had to make a large upfront payment to buy out the restaurant that was there. But we didn't think Apple was the only company in the world willing to do that. We had hoped that there would be more. They ended up being the only company to submit a proposal, but we believe that what we got from them was a very good deal for the MTA.
Because the MTA lease to Apple was purportedly a competitive process, it was not eligible for the comptroller's review before it was finalized. Apple didn't respond to requests for comment. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.